Welcome to FTMO Performance Talks, the podcast about trading performance for serious traders.
I need to have a trading plan. I need to know what I am doing and why.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like building a house without knowing where you should put the brick. So you just decide to put it somewhere and hope for the best. Maybe you will use the proper amount of bricks, but are you going to end up with a house?
Most likely not. Or it won't be a very high quality. Nah, absolutely. If you don't do things effectively, then there's no point in doing them. And I know that when you start with something, you won't be excellent from the beginning. It requires time.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talks. I'm Michael.
And my name is Nelly. We are FTMO coaches, and together we make Performance Talks, a podcast dedicated to everything around trading psychology and coaching sessions we do with our traders. I hope that you are looking forward to today's episode, because this time we have decided to talk about the most frequently asked questions by our clients. Michael, tell me, what is the most frequently asked question you get from your clients?
I guess that I can't say that there is any number one question I get. As you know, the sessions are unique and different every time. But there is definitely a couple of questions I'm getting on a regular basis. One of them is, what is the worst mistake traders make?
Oh, I also get this question pretty often. Do you think there is any universal answer to it?
Of course, it's very difficult to answer this question because, same as in trading, there is no right or wrong approach when it comes to the worst mistakes. It's just based on my own opinion. However, lots of mistakes are happening from one reason, and it's actually quite simple. What I believe is that the reason behind many mistakes is that traders don't take trading seriously.
I'd say I agree and understand where you're heading with it. But could you please specify that to our listeners? I mean, what does it mean for you not taking trading seriously?
Well, imagine that you have your daily job. You have some duties and responsibilities, so you do that because you don't want to lose your job or because you don't want to get bad feedback from your boss or your customers. So logically, you do all the tasks and actions you're supposed to do, so you get what you want.
Yeah.
But in trading, it can be tricky.
Indeed.
It is. Because it just doesn't look like a regular job at the first glance. From the outside, it can seem so easy. Basically, everyone can download the platform and start trading from his comfy sofa while watching favorite Netflix show. And the thing is, you are not accountable to anyone. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want, if the markets are open, of course. So if you decide to derail from your strategy, no one knows about it. No one is looking from behind your shoulder. So I think that those things just add to not treating trading as a serious business.
I wouldn't say it better. Till you really get into it, you can have these biased, unrealistic expectations. Trading still has this kind of stigma from the outside world. Easy, quick money, right? And if you perceive it this way and quick money is your only motivation why you want to do that, then it will be very difficult for you to start taking it seriously. Plus, during that initial period when you don't take it seriously, there is a high chance that you develop bad habits.
Yeah, because the habit is a habit no matter if it is good or bad. And because you make the habit by repeating the same thing over and over, you will most likely develop bad habits if you don't follow a healthy routine. And then it just takes enormous effort to remove those bad habits.
It's like when you go to the gym and you exercise just by yourself, not having enough knowledge of how you should do it correctly. This is actually my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn to do it a bad way when you would hurt your body rather than make it stronger. And I remember how my personal trainer was annoyed when she saw me, how I'm doing squats, hurting my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I just wish you'd never exercise by yourself before you met me. It would be much, much easier to teach you everything since the beginning rather than teaching you now what not to do and how to do it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was really difficult for me to learn it properly as I already developed those bad habits, you know.
And that's the thing, because it's the same everywhere. There is no difference if you trade or if you go to the gym or do something else. If you create a habit, it takes time to develop it. And then it also takes time to remove it. Another thing is that if I want to start any business, I need to have a business plan. And again, same thing is true for trading. I need to have a trading plan. I need to know what I am doing and mm-hmm. why.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like building a house without knowing where you should put the brick. So you just decide to put it somewhere and hope for the best. Maybe you will use the proper amount of bricks, but are you going to end up with a house?
Most likely not. Or it won't be a very high quality. Nah, absolutely. If you don't do things effectively, then there is no point in doing them. And I know that when you start with something, you won't be excellent from the beginning. It requires time, but you should approach trading as any other business, as we discussed in our episode about work and life balance, if mm-hmm. you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually leading me to another frequently asked question, which is, what does distinguish those traders who are consistently profitable from others? I'm pretty sure you encounter this question very well too.
Oh yeah, I get it quite a lot. But I'm more interested in what are your ideas about this.
Thanks. Well, I'd say from my experience and from what my clients have shared with me so far, that it is exactly about having that precise plan, treating it as any other business. From what I can see, these traders are very strict with their daily routine. They are very disciplined and loyal to their strategy. They are systematic. They do not take anything personally, but rather they would try to find out about those errors and they would review everything regularly.
Mm-hmm.
They have high level of self-reflection, and when it comes to losses, they perceive them as a necessary cost, as some kind of an expense mm-hmm. which you must pay in any other business, right? I mean, you will always have some expenses, yeah, right?
True.
Being only profitable is just a utopia in all fields. You must sacrifice something if you want to get the results, and they are prepared to do so.
Mm-hmm. I just can say that I see similar things as you mentioned, mm-hmm. if I look at long-term profitable traders. Anyway, I have some things I would like to add on this. The biggest difference is with accepting responsibility for the actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just explain what I mean.
Okay.
If I'm dealing with professionals, exactly as you say, even if they do make some mistakes, which everyone does from time to time, they are well aware of what has happened. So then during the session, they say, yes, this was a mistake because I thought the market is going to do this or that, etc. On the other hand, mm-hmm. when I start to work with someone who may not be that experienced as a trader, I often get the response like, everything was going as I planned, but then the FOMO took over, or that I self-sabotaged.
Mm-hmm.
And from psychological perspective, it's nothing more than not accepting responsibility for the actions. Because if I truly accept responsibility for my actions, if the trade is going against me and hit my stop loss, I am accepting the result because it's a consequence of me placing that trade, and I'm willing to take the responsibility.
Mm, But are you saying that if someone says that they FOMOed into the trade, then it is not accepting their responsibility?
I mean, there is a difference when I say that I entered the trade because I was afraid that I would miss the opportunity, or when I say that FOMO took over, because in the first case, it's me who entered the trade, whereas in the second, I say that it was a FOMO. And of course, I know that it's extremely difficult and unpleasant to admit that it was me who made the mistake, but if you think about it, who presses the buy or sell button?
I understand what you are saying, but I wouldn't say I can 100% relate. Mm-hmm. Because from my point of view, I can say I'm suffering with FOMO, but still be able to take the responsibility for my actions. And same with the self-sabotage. I can say I experience self-sabotage, but I can know, you know, like maybe I really know mm-hmm. that I'm the one who's responsible.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Knowing that I'm responsible is one thing, but accepting it is another thing. And it's just about the perspective, same like mm-hmm. with the losses.
Okay.
Many times when I talk with traders, they say, I know that the losses are part of the game. And then I ask them, but do you accept it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I just wanted to make it clear to our listeners and to me also.
You know, maybe I'm not right. It's just my perspective.
No, I mean, like, I just wanted to make it clear for those who are perhaps, you know, aware they are struggling with FOMO. Guys, we know that not in all cases mm-hmm. you would avoid to take responsibility. Yeah, but okay. Let's get back to your main thought, that the biggest difference between the best ones and others is the acceptance of responsibility for the actions. If you don't accept responsibility for the actions, then you cannot really improve, right?
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to see your own mistakes in order to become better, naturally.
Indeed. You need to be honest to yourself so you can see the mistakes, because if you don't see them, logically, you can't even start working on them.
Yeah.
Anyway, another question I get a lot is how to be disciplined in trading.
Absolutely. I'd say that maybe it is even the most common one. And unfortunately, there is no general recipe for it.
No, it's not. I can agree that there is no general recipe how to be disciplined. However, I think that the first step is to have that system, or to have the idea what I want to be disciplined with. Otherwise, it's an impossible task. How can I be disciplined with something if I don't know what does it mean?
That's so accurate. It is kind of a broad wish to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of becoming disciplined equals something at least slightly different for every single trader. I mean, and it kind of leads me back to that part when we were talking about developing a bad habits. We all want to get rid of different bad habits, improve in various specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, having a system in it and bringing that self-awareness is the key. Without the self-awareness, you won't create a right system, and without right system, it is nearly impossible to face your own flaws. Let me give an example to our listeners. So, guys, imagine that you have an issue with overtrading. Then becoming disciplined for you means you will start to take only a limited amount of trades per day, only those high probability setups, yeah?
Okay.
And even if other traders have an issue with overtrading, it may still be a totally different case than yours. Perhaps you would overtrade just after the winner or just after a big loss. Well,
mm-hmm.
if we would have a session together, mm-hmm. then it would be a process of looking for your triggers, finding and naming those triggers, looking for the similarities which may have your good days, your bad days, looking for all those little details, and then we could create some plan together.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as you are saying, having a system is necessary. You should have a trading plan where everything is clear, where you cannot bend the rules as you just want to. If you have an accurate system, then it is easier to recognize when you slipped.
Mm. I like how you put everything together because it's exactly as you say. No, you did. You tried and you did. If you want to be disciplined with something at first, you need to know what you should do, and you also need to know where exactly you are on the journey. That's why the self-awareness is so important. And then again, as I say, it's always better if you have the opportunity to discuss your process with someone else. Because many times, even though you would be open and honest to yourself, still, you can have some blind spot in your process, which you don't realize that you are doing.
So true.
Yep, so I'm just thinking if there is anything you would like to add on this?
I don't think so. So I guess this brings us to the end. And as you can see with our podcast so far, there is a lot of things which almost every trader is dealing with. So if you have that feeling that it is only you, it really is not. You're not alone.
Yeah. You are not alone, so I hope that you have liked today's episode and that we have maybe shed some light on questions people are usually interested in. And as always,
trade safe!
This was FTMO Performance Talks. And for more, follow us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, and our YouTube channel.